from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
The Zioli Show, on your schedule, from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
That's how we roll here. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zioli. I got two great guys with me. Dean Cain, David A.R. White. Great to see you guys. Thanks for joining me here today. It's fantastic. I love this. I love your new movie that's coming out. I'm excited about it. So welcome to Milwaukee, and we're all here together, and this is great. And God is alive, and God is real.
God's not dead.
100%.
God's not dead.
Still not dead.
He's still not dead. Nietzsche got it wrong, right?
I think we saw him a little bit on Saturday. That's all I have to say.
Well, let's talk about that for a moment, because a lot of people have said that it was really divine providence. It was the hand of God that saved Donald Trump's life.
I don't disagree at all. And I think what's going to happen as a result of that is more of God's providence. And I think the way President Trump looks humbled and
grateful.
Grateful.
Yeah.
It's hard not to be when you walk away from that.
Yeah, when you almost die.
Yeah.
When you come within centimeters of death.
I feel like that's going to change the message.
And other people die around you as well. That's just an awareness issue. That how can you not become aware of that?
Yeah, that's an excellent
take
point
the responsibility
about that.
Of it.
So the movie is God's Not Dead, In God We Trust. It's in theaters September 12th. We're very excited about that. I'd like to do a watch party as well with listeners back home in Philadelphia. It parallels the current election year's complex dynamics between faith, politics, and civic duties. Is it wrong to say that there is really a battle right now between good and evil?
Well, I think there's been a battle between good and evil for a long time.
Yeah, forever.
We've just tried to cover it up and act like there's that it doesn't exist.
Yeah.
But it's always been around, and we're just seeing more, it's more prevalent now than before.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's a social media thing or what, but it's become the cool thing to not believe in God and to not have have that influence and so on and so forth. I don't know if it's the young folks or what it is, or if there's nefarious actors out there. But that's even President Trump. He would say things about God. Maybe you would have believed him before or not. You believe him now.
Yeah.
And it takes something in your life. My son being born was the moment that I my faith got as strong as it could be. And I've been searching for it for the longest time. You know, they talk about, you know, I don't talk to God unless your life is on the line. There's all kinds of points like that. And I listen, I flew in last night. I told David this before. I flew in last night in the middle of all these storms. I don't like to fly that much. We had lightning strikes. I was talking to God the entire time. The plane was screaming, you know. So, but we all have that moment. We're all going to be there. And when you get there, how have you lived your life? What conversations have you had with God? Yeah. How's it gone? Be ready to meet your maker. You might change things in your life.
That's some news here on the show that Superman is afraid to fly. That's amazing. I'm telling you, Dean Cain, that is a shock right there.
I do it all the time. I'm afraid to fly.
The encouragement is that you fly solo.
That's it. Yes. That's 100%. I'm afraid to fly in a plane.
So you know what it was for me when we have three kids. Two of them came to us by way of adoption.
I'm adopted. That's amazing.
What, you're adopted?
Yes, sir.
Are you really?
Yeah.
I love it. That's amazing. I knew I loved you, Dean Cain.
It's the greatest thing.
And
I'm not adopted, by the way, and I'm feeling it right now.
I will adopt you,
Dean. I'm feeling like I'm on the outs just because I actually had natural parents.
Consider yourself adopted to the Zioli Army, all right? We've officially adopted you, Dean.
There it is.
Right?
Oh,
you're
in. Thank you so much.
But no, the first time we were about to adopt the child and the birth mom changed her mind after my wife had cut the umbilical cord, it was a very, very tough time for us in our lives. And then we got our son, Patrick, who clearly was meant to be our son. You know what I mean? And then we have the bio baby surprise during COVID. Hello. So it
got a lot of time on your hand. We figured it out.
Yeah, finally.
So tell me about the movie, guys. Let's talk about it.
Well, it's a story of a pastor who ends up having to step in and run for Congress, and it's about that battle. David plays the pastor and does a great job, and you get into that idea, the questions between faith and politics, and what role does politics, and what does faith play in politics, and I'll certainly let David elaborate on that a lot more.
Yeah, I like the role that I play, a man of a cloth doesn't necessarily want to be involved in politics. And there's this amazing stat about 40 million American Christians who don't vote into presidential elections because they don't want to, or because they don't want to participate, or because it seems like an evil place to stay away.
It is kind of an evil place, but
yes.
But if you don't participate in politics, it's going to steamroll you.
Yes.
That's a great point.
And steamroll the country, which we've seen the last 4 years has been more and more prevalent.
You guys being in Hollywood, what do you make of Hollywood? I have so many friends who say Hollywood's about indoctrination. Movies and TV are about indoctrination. But I think there's a lot of good there, and there's a lot of opportunities there, too, to do good and to have good quality stories as well.
I think there's more opportunities.
No,
there
we disagree. There's no opportunity to have good stories.
No, in Hollywood, is there? Is there still?
We're making.
We have to go outside.
Yeah,
of it.
That's why we're there.
Yeah,
good.
But,
okay,
but we're not. It's not like we're making this for Paramount. You know, we're not making this for well,
although
Sony.
it does go out through Universal.
Yeah,
it does go out through Sony.
Good,
it does
because
I'm a fan of the movies. I'm a movie buff and a TV buff too. So like, I'm glad to hear this. This makes me happy.
Yeah, well, I mean, years ago when PureFlix started, we started PureFlix in 2005. The hope was that eventually all studios would have faith-based labels, and the cool thing is they actually do now. Whether or not they exercise them, they put the wrong person in charge of them often. Yeah. However, they are making faith-based movies, and there are more now than before.
Yes.
And so for that, we thank our lucky stars and God, more importantly, for the opportunity to do so.
The movie is God's Not Dead, In God We Trust. I'm really excited about
it. In theaters everywhere.
In theaters, September 12th, nationwide release.
Yes.
I'm serious about doing a watch party. We got a lot of listeners back home who'd love to do that. And we'll do that, and you know, maybe you guys can call in or something and say hello at some point. That'd be fantastic.
Hey,
but I think it's
love
great.
Love it. The more eyes we can get on it,
yeah, well, that's just it. And the fact that it's going to be in theaters. I also think that's important, too, because movie theaters are important. They pay taxes.
If it's not
jobs.
An Avenger movie, it's a hard it's a hard push to be in theaters these days.
Is it? I was going to ask you, how do you get in? How do you do
well, you could fly jets like Top Gun.
Mm-hmm. You're in.
Or you could, no, it's like the budgets of the movies, you know. Yeah. It's like $300 million movies plus, it seems like, are in theaters. And that's an interesting thing after COVID this all happened. But what we've seen is that faith-based people believe in what it is that we're trying to do, and they step up, and it's for such a time as this for when they do that.
It sends a
message.
I'm going to challenge my audience to get tickets now and to go see it in the theater. I'm going to challenge them to do that because I want this to succeed. I want this to be a big hit. I want this to be something that is that blows the doors off in terms of
technically, they can get them August 1st, for the record.
Okay.
They have to
August
wait a few
1st.
Weeks.
David's very detail-oriented.
Yeah, I
noticed
he's
this.
The producer.
I hate to be detailed.
He's the guy. It's his
my business partner would be like, you're not detailed at all. But you know what? I do know a few details.
It's the day after my birthday. We refuse to sell tickets until I turned, 58.
And I understand. But he looks 35, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, you don't
right
age.
Here, you should go to this podcast and see.
We are streaming right
or
now.
Or check
live
out
on
my
YouTube,
podcast
so.
Where he's also. The yes. White House pod, Dare to Dream. You got to check that out. There's unbelievable talent that shows up there.
That's true.
Oh, good. Yeah, well, you guys both have
I'm
a
have
very...
you on that podcast.
Why don't you get me on that podcast?
You know what? We're make a note.
I mean, come on. Obviously, it's a no-brainer, David.
It
come
is
on.
A no-brainer.
You know talent when you see it, my man. I like that's it. What I like
that's,
about that.
He's,
I respect
he's
that.
Recruiting. That's this why is, we're all sitting here.
Dare I
will say
this, godsend? Yes.
Oh, no, I will say this. That it's going to air September 12th, which we all know is before the election.
Yeah.
And between now and then, I think some things are going to make it even more relevant.
Yeah.
And I'm excited to see how that turns out, and I see it. I'm an optimist, and I see it coming out in a very positive way.
You know, as a dad with three kids, like we talked about our kids before, I worry a lot about the indoctrination of my children in schools, for example. You know, I worry about my daughter having to play with biological men on sports teams.
Absolutely
in the
wrong.
California, I saw you retweeted this. What happened with Gavin Newsom, signing this bill saying parents can't know about their children if they identify as a different gender.
You tell me I can't know about my kid.
You can't know.
I'm kicking in the door. You know what I mean? I'm kicking in the door. You don't tell a parent. That's my kid. And the state doesn't run my kid. That's me. That's my household. And that's about the individualism I talked to and individual rights. That's not right.
Yeah.
That's 100% wrong. And Gavin Newsom wants to Californiaize the whole entire country. It's insanely wrong. Sorry, I had to jump in on that because that's crazy.
You're 100% right.
It's crazy.
You're 100% right, and that's the quote of the day right there. And this is why the fight between good and evil is so important.
Is it that Superman is going to kick in the door or he's going to rip the roof off the house?
Whatever it takes.
Can I ask, though, because, I love that show, and I loved you playing Superman. I mean, was it like the coolest thing ever?
Oh, no question about it.
Yeah?
Well, first of all, it was terrifying.
Did you have to go up and fly?
One full day, every two episodes. I had to do an entire day of just flying.
Wow.
Green screen. It was the worst.
Can you fly backwards and change time to give us more of it? Because you got to go.
I couldn't. Christopher
Reeve
could do it.
Christopher Reeve
did it. Could do it. I never was able to do that.
I'm just glad you're still with us, buddy, because the other Superman,
Yeah. Now we got like 15 of us running around.
That's Gene Kane, David Arrowhite, God's Not Dead and God We Trust, in theater September 12th. Get your tickets August 1st. We'll be right back right here live from the Republican National Convention. Don't go away.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Thanks for listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
We're excited to be here, and thanks for joining us. 855-839-1210 is the number if you want to weigh in. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. So, got some good stuff for you today, including, by the way, the latest on the shooting of former President Donald Trump, the assassination attempt. But I want to play a clip for you. Remember, I played Amber Rose earlier, and there's a lot of conservatives who are critical that the RNC let her speak because of her views on abortion, her views on pornography, or whatever. Look, you want to win or not? She has a huge influence. She has a huge reach. And maybe she'll continue to evolve. You know, the question that I have for people like Matt Walsh, who's very critical of this move, is do you want people to be brought in or do you want to keep them on the outside? You bring them in. And then maybe they start questioning other beliefs that they held, that they hold. She has done a 180 on her beliefs in about Donald Trump and about the corporate media and the racism card and everything else. She's done a 180 on this. Maybe there'll be other revelations that she makes if she's in versus being kept outside because we don't allow people with different thoughts to come near us. We're so exclusive that unless you check every box of what we identify as a conservative, and that includes you being a social conservative and you check all those boxes, we're going to keep you on the outside. And we're not going to capitalize on your influence. And even if you change on certain areas, we still won't let you in because there are other areas where you still fundamentally disagree with us. Does that sound like a smart strategy to you? I don't think it is. I don't think it is at all. I'd rather have Amber Rose speak at the RNC and say she was wrong about that, and be around people who have ideas and thoughts that are much more in line with our thinking, who can then maybe influence her to change some of her other deeply held beliefs, versus saying, you stay on the outside because you don't check all the boxes for us, and therefore we don't want you. I mean, isn't the whole story about redemption being that you were wrong, you had beliefs that were wrong, and you believed many things that were, in fact, to this day, something that you look back on and you say, I can't believe who I was back then, or I can't believe I did that, or I can't believe I believed that at the time. It's a redemption story. But as part of that, we don't say to people, until you fully comply with all of our thinking, you're not allowed near us. You stay away. And we're not going to capitalize on the fact that even though you've had a 180 on Donald Trump and you reach millions of people as an influencer, we're still not going to let you near us. And we're still not going to capitalize on using you to help us, even though what you're saying could make a lot of other people who are in your age group or who you reach maybe think twice about their deeply held beliefs about racism, Donald Trump being a racist, all the other nonsense that's peddled by the corporate media. In my opinion, This is a moment. Who knows where Amber Rose will be in 10 years? Maybe she'll decide she's wrong about other things, too. I mean, how many people have been, say, for example, pro-abortion and then had a transformation moment in their life and became pro-life? I don't think the idea is you keep people away. I think you bring them in. You try to help influence them. You try to help show them a better path. That's how I view life. But at the same time, we have to win an election here. And it's not like she got on that stage last night and trashed Trump. I mean, if the RNC did that, I'd say, yeah, it's a bad move. That's a dumb, I don't get it. I don't see it. But she got on stage last night. She said the media has lied to us about Donald Trump. Maybe other young people will wake up to the fact that the media lies to them about everything. Maybe Amber Rose being on that stage, despite all of her personal failings, will convince other young people to doubt the corporate media and their constant lies. You know who's freaking out about her being on that stage? Van Jones. Oh, he's not happy about it. He actually warned that Amber Rose's RNC speech was the most dangerous for Democrats. Now, you know, one of the things, and let's cue up cut 18, Andrew, one of the things about being in this bubble of politics that we're in is that we all take ourselves way too seriously. And we all think we're way more important and famous than we really are. Now, I see that when you get here and you see, like, a lot of the, for example, the nationally syndicated hosts, and you're around senators and governors and exalted members of Congress, and you realize that outside of the bubble, a lot of people have no idea who any of us are. They have no idea who we are. They wouldn't know Rick Scott if he walked in front of their car or came in his house, in their house. They have no idea who he is, but Rick Scott walked in here a few moments ago, the senator from Florida, and it was like, oh, throngs of people running to him. Most people don't know who he is. Let's be honest. They just, outside of maybe if you're invested in politics, I love when people meet me and they say, oh, I love your show. I listen to your show all the time. It's great. But how many people don't meet me? They don't say hello to me when I go to the store or I go to a place because they have no idea who I am. I'm humble enough to accept that and understand that. So all these people take themselves very seriously in politics and in the media. And Van Jones's point is, hey, Amber Rose means there's a whole bunch of people that have no idea who any of us are on CNN on this panel. And she's up there talking about Donald Trump. And she's calling out CNN for their years of lies. CNN and MSNBC are among the worst in peddling the lies about Donald Trump. She's calling that out. Here's Van Jones, cut 18.
That was probably the most dangerous speak for the Democratic coalition. That is a young woman of color. She's describing the experience a lot of people have, feeling that maybe if you're around too many liberals, you might get criticized too much, or you might not be able to speak your mind. And she spoke to it really well. And she's way more famous than any of us up here. Yeah. I'm going to tell you that. Way more famous. And so to the extent that these guys are trying to bust up our coalition, that was a bunker buster right there.
By the way, and it's one of the things we've been talking about, but there are speakers who speak to the room, and there are speakers who speak through the television screen. She speaks through the camera to the audience at home, not, I mean, she's effective in the room, but when you're yelling into the room, that is not communicating directly through the lens.
This person is super talented. Mm-hmm. Okay, like, this person knows how to speak plainly and directly, knows how to use the camera, the cadence of it. They got something there.
Yeah, it really is hard. In those big arenas, it's hard not to want to fill up the room. You want to scream, just make sure the grandma in the back can hear you. But you're not talking to the 30,000 people there. You're talking to the 30 million people at home. And she was the most effective. You can be heard in the hall, but you're in somebody's living room. She understood that. And I would not be surprised if she doesn't have a political future.
Yeah, you can tell that she's somebody who makes a living communicating with people on the screen, right? She understood how to connect with the camera. That's what she does. It's part of why she has 23 million Instagram followers.
The only thing, I'm sorry, go ahead. The only thing I would add to that is not only are you speaking to the people watching, but, you know, per your some of your, you know, well-taken criticisms of some of the earlier African-American speakers, they're going to cut these things up into little YouTube videos of 10, 30, you know, TikTok videos, all that kind of stuff. And they'll take highlights, and they, if they have a good digital operation,
they'll be seen by.
It's going to be seen by a lot more people.
Yes, indeed. It will be seen by a lot more people. And this was a great move to have her on that stage. I respectfully disagree with my conservative brethren who think this was such a disaster to have somebody who doesn't check all the boxes get on the stage. By the way, Amber Rose is being attacked also by Joy Reid. And she's being attacked, and Amber Rose tweeted out earlier today, and I retweeted it, that Amber Rose said, I identify as biracial, because I'm not going to just throw my white father out of the picture completely. Because Joy Reid continues to call her a person of color who's in denial or something, or a black woman who's in denial. And she said, look, I'm biracial. My dad's white. So good for her. I'm sorry, but good for her. And maybe if she's around more people who are like-minded, she will have more evolution in her thinking beyond just simply what checks the boxes now for everyone. 855-839-1210 on Twitter if you want to weigh in today. We are rocking and rolling live at the Republican National Convention. Big story of the day brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. VanariaDental, VanariaDental.com. My buddy, my friend, and the master of dental implants, Dr. Mike Vanaria. So the other thing, too, I want to mention to you is this assassination attempt against Donald Trump, and now they're saying the Iranians. I don't like it. Something stinks. I'm not buying this. I'm not buying this at all as more questions emerge. More questions after the attempted assassination of Donald Trump come out. Listen, don't count on summer heat to melt away those extra pounds. That doesn't work. But here's something that does work, and that's NJ Diet. For over a decade, NJ Diet has helped thousands of people lose a contractually guaranteed 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days. NJ Diet uses your DNA info to help you keep the weight off. No shots, no hormones, no prepackaged meals, and no surgery. NJ Diet is fully supervised every step of the way to make sure you're burning fat and not just losing water weight. You get the doctor's personal email, the doctor's personal phone number, and they have locations close by you in King of Prussia, Newark, Delaware, Cherry Hill, or online at njdiet.com. So call them today at 855-5-NJ-DIET. That's 855-5-NJ-DIET and lose the weight for good.
The Scioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
Great night last night, the first night, as President Trump made his first public appearance, as the Teamsters president spoke, as Amber Rose spoke, and there was a priest who did a great Trump impression as well, a Catholic priest. So it was a really fun, great night to set the mood and to make everybody feel good about the future and where things were going. And everybody's excited to be here. It's a great feeling. It's a lot of fun. Let's cue up cut 17. So this Pastor James Romke, Catholic priest, did his best impression of Donald Trump. I don't think anybody was expecting this. Now, the key about this, though, is that as he's doing his little impression, they show the former president and future president, Donald Trump, and he's got a big smile on his face. Remember, this is a man who escaped death by less than an inch, and he was in a great mood last night. He was welcomed like a triumphant hero at the Republican National Convention. People love this guy. They love this man. They do. I told you, I've never seen anything like it in American politics. I've just never seen anything like this before. Maybe because he was not a politician when he got into politics. But either way, it's something we don't see often. I don't know if we'll ever see it again. Truly. I think it's probably a once-in-a-lifetime phenomenon. Donald Trump's affection, the people that have the affection for him, the two-way street that this goes, I don't think you're ever going to see anything like this again. We really haven't before. And I don't think we're going to see it happen anytime soon again. Typically, politicians are not this Teflon, and typically people just don't adore them in such a way. And whatever you can say about the events on Saturday, I have said it before and I'll say it again, it's going to help Trump win. And I'm not happy, believe me, that he was almost killed, but it's going to help him politically. I would take it back, and I think everybody would if they could, but it's going to help him politically. There's no question in my mind about that. People are going to be sympathetic to him, and they're going to see him as more of a hero and more of a badass, and that's just the way it's going to be. But here's that priest last night. Take a listen.
It's a great pleasure to be here. Great pleasure to see President Donald Trump safe. And if I may, before the benediction, give you this promise. You're going to be so blessed. You're going to be tired of being blessed. I guarantee it. Believe me.
There you go. That was funny. It was a good moment. It was a very good moment. Governor Glenn Youngkin of Virginia gave a rousing speech last night to the Republican National Convention. And I want to mention tonight, Dave McCormick is speaking, 7 p.m. Jeff Van Drew, our buddy Jeff Van Drew, also speaking tonight at the Republican National Convention. We hope to have McCormick on the show tomorrow. We hope to get Van Drew on the show as well. But we're excited that they're here, and everybody's just super excited. There's a lot going on, though, on the stage. So last night, Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin said this. Could this election be any more simple? Cue up cut 16. Remember, Youngkin, governor of Virginia, is a guy who ran on parental rights. Now, breaking news, Elon Musk just said, in light of the fact that Governor Gavin Newsom just signed that bill saying parents don't have a right to know if their children show up at school and identify as a different gender, in light of that, Elon Musk said he's moving SpaceX and his headquarters to Texas. Elon Musk, breaking news, because he said the state should not control your children. This is ridiculous. This is outrageous. And they are leaving California. They are leaving California, citing street crime and this new transgender school law he calls the last straw. Elon Musk says he is moving the headquarters of SpaceX and X from California to Texas, noting that a new state law that bans teachers from telling families about student gender identity changes. Musk tweeted that he is moving the headquarters of SpaceX from Hawthorne in Los Angeles County to the company's launch pad site in Texas. He said, this is the final straw. Quote, this is the final straw because of this law and the many others that preceded it. Attacking both families and companies, SpaceX will now move its headquarters from Hawthorne, California to Star Base, Texas. The law that SpaceX founder cited was signed by Governor Gavin Newsom on Monday after a contentious legal battle between conservative school boards concerned about parental rights and the LGBTQ+IA, every letter of the alphabet, activists worried about, quote, vulnerable utes. Let me tell you something. If you're worried about a vulnerable ute, you involve the parents. That's what you do. Because it's a lie, the great lie that's told, which is, would you rather have an alive boy or a dead girl? And all the other lies that they tell, that if parents find out, they're going to beat the crap out of their kids or kill their kids or whatever. These are lies pushed by the left. And I'll tell you exactly why the left does this. Because you might be asking yourself a question, which is, why would they want to keep parents out of this? Why would the left want to keep parents out of this? And I'll tell you the reason why. This is mental illness. And you know it is. And I know it is. And I don't mind saying it. I'm not afraid to say it. But the left wants everybody to believe there's no alternative. This is normal. And so if you actually are able to introduce another element in the conversation, like perhaps Johnny, who thinks he's Susie, is actually just doing this for attention. Maybe Johnny's depressed. Maybe Johnny's doing drugs and needs an outlet. Who knows? Whatever it is. If you introduce other variables, other possibilities besides just this is perfectly normal and acceptable, well, then you've blown up the whole house of cards. You've knocked down the left's nonsense about transgender identity, which is that this is perfectly normal and it's just the way you are born. You're just born in the wrong body and blah, 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 blah. Now, what if my kid's just depressed and needs to be dealt with that way? What if my daughter is just doing this for attention? She's not a boy. Or she's just a tomboy. She'll grow out of this. Like a lot of other people, she'll grow out of this. We're going to deal with this as a family. We're going to deal with this as parents. And the left screams, no, you'll beat her up. You'll kill her. She'll kill herself. No, she won't. The evidence does not show those things. What the evidence does show, what the data does show, is that young kids who wind up taking puberty blockers, teenagers who wind up transitioning, so-called transitioning, which is actually just mutilating their bodies, they wind up regretting it and having deep regrets. And the detransitioner movement is something that, again, the corporate media and big tech and the government try to silence because it goes against the narrative that this is perfectly normal and that everybody should be embracing this. Glenn Youngkin rode a wave of saying parents have a right to know what's going on in their kids' education. Parents have a right to know what's going on in their parents, in their children's lives. And this is what he said last night on that stage, cut 16.
Friends, could this election be more simple? It's common sense versus chaos. It's strength versus weakness. Friends, it's not just Republicans who see this. It's Republicans, independents, and lots of Democrats. It's Americans. Under President Trump, America had high growth and low inflation. Under Joe Biden, America has low growth and high inflation. 66% of Americans now live paycheck to paycheck. Moms and dads worrying, can they buy new shoes for their kids going back to school? Can they write the tuition check for college? Will they ever be able to retire? Under President Trump, 2.4 million Americans were lifted out of poverty. Women, Black Americans, Hispanic Americans, Asian Americans all saw record low employment. Under Donald J. Trump, we once again will have that rip-roaring economy that lifts up all Americans. That is our tomorrow.
You know, when you talk to delegates who are here, they're very excited. They really are. They're very excited about the prospect. Like, when I got the opportunity, it was a big honor to address the Pennsylvania delegation yesterday. Fired up. You know, that's how I would describe it. They're fired up. They feel they see victory in the crosshairs, and they want to achieve it. By the way, Joe Biden spoke to Lester Holt, and he's trying to claim like he never really should have said the bullseye comment. These people have been going after Donald Trump with the most vitriol, calling him Hitler over and over again. But possibly now, maybe, the one who really takes the cake is this actress from Orange is the New Black. So this one, we had a beep. A lot of beeps here. This TikTok user, Real Leah Daria. She's an actress. She has 1 million followers on the platform. Now, again, I want to remind you of something. I don't know if the rhetoric led this shooter to shoot. I have no idea. That's why they're doing an investigation, which I hope is not covered up by the FBI. I don't know. Maybe it had nothing to do with it. Maybe this is not some lone nut gunman who was inspired by rhetoric. I don't know. It could be a lot more to the story. There's a lot more coming out about this attempted assassination right now. You know, the shooter carried a 12-foot ladder and an AR-15 and 50 rounds and walked a mile to Trump's rally. How does that happen? How is that possible? How can something like that happen? CNN is reporting he bought 50 rounds of ammo, a 12-foot ladder from Home Depot, and walked a
The Scioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
Great night last night, the first night, as President Trump made his first public appearance, as the Teamsters president spoke, as Amber Rose spoke, and there was a priest who did a great Trump impression as well, a Catholic priest. So it was a really fun, great night to set the mood and to make everybody feel good about the future and where things were going. And everybody's excited to be here. It's a great feeling. It's a lot of fun. Let's cue up cut 17. So this Pastor James Romke, Catholic priest, did his best impression of Donald Trump. I don't think anybody was expecting this. Now, the key about this, though, is that as he's doing his little impression, they show the former president and future president, Donald Trump, and he's got a big smile on his face. Remember, this is a man who escaped death by less than an inch, and he was in a great mood last night. He was welcomed like a triumphant hero at the Republican National Convention. People love this guy. They love this man. They do. I told you, I've never seen anything like it in American politics. I've just never seen anything like this before. Maybe because he was not a politician when he got into politics. But either way, it's something we don't see often. I don't know if we'll ever see it again. Truly. I think it's probably a once-in-a-lifetime phenomenon. Donald Trump's affection, the people that have the affection for him, the two-way street that this goes. I don't think you're ever going to see anything like this again. We really haven't before. And I don't think we're going to see it happen anytime soon again. Typically, politicians are not this Teflon, and typically people just don't adore them in such a way. And whatever you can say about the events on Saturday, I've said it before and I'll say it again, it's going to help Trump win. And I'm not happy, believe me, that he was almost killed, but it's going to help him politically. I would take it back, and I think everybody would if they could, but it's going to help him politically. There's no question in my mind about that. People are going to be sympathetic to him, and they're going to see him as more of a hero and more of a badass, and that's just the way it's going to be. But here's that priest last night. Take a listen.
It's a great pleasure to be here. Great pleasure to see President Donald Trump safe.
And if I may, before the benediction, give you this promise. You're going to be so blessed. You're going to be tired of being blessed. I guarantee it. Believe me.
There you go. That was funny. It was a good moment. It was a very good moment. Governor Glenn Youngkin of Virginia gave a rousing speech last night to the Republican National Convention. And I want to mention tonight, Dave McCormick is speaking, 7 p.m. Jeff Van Drew, our buddy Jeff Van Drew, also speaking tonight at the Republican National Convention. We hope to have McCormick on the show tomorrow. We hope to get Van Drew on the show as well. But we're excited that they're here, and everybody's just super excited. There's a lot going on, though, on the stage. So last night, Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin said this. Could this election be any more simple? Cue up cut 16. Remember, Youngkin, governor of Virginia, is a guy who ran on parental rights. Now, breaking news, Elon Musk just said, in light of the fact that Governor Gavin Newsom just signed that bill saying parents don't have a right to know if their children show up at school and identify as a different gender, in light of that, Elon Musk said he's moving SpaceX and his headquarters to Texas. Elon Musk, breaking news, because he said the state should not control your children. This is ridiculous. This is outrageous. And they are leaving California. They are leaving California, citing street crime and this new transgender school law he calls the last straw. Elon Musk says he is moving the headquarters of SpaceX and X from California to Texas, noting that a new state law that bans teachers from telling families about student gender identity changes. Musk tweeted that he is moving the headquarters of SpaceX from Hawthorne in Los Angeles County to the company's launch pad site in Texas. He said, this is the final straw. Quote, this is the final straw because of this law and the many others that preceded it. Attacking both families and companies, SpaceX will now move its headquarters from Hawthorne, California to Star Base, Texas. The law that SpaceX founder cited was signed by Governor Gavin Newsom on Monday after a contentious legal battle between conservative school boards concerned about parental rights and the LGBTQ+IA, every letter of the alphabet, activists worried about, quote, vulnerable utes. Let me tell you something. If you're worried about a vulnerable ute, you involve the parents. That's what you do. Because it's a lie, the great lie that's told, which is, would you rather have an alive boy or a dead girl? And all the other lies that they tell, that if parents find out, they're going to beat the crap out of their kids or kill their kids or whatever. These are lies pushed by the left. I'll tell you exactly why the left does this, because you might be asking yourself a question, which is, why would they want to keep parents out of this? Why would the left want to keep parents out of this? And I'll tell you the reason why. This is mental illness, and you know it is, and I know it is, and I don't mind saying it. I'm not afraid to say it. But the left wants everybody to believe there's no alternative. This is normal. And so if you actually are able to introduce another element into the conversation, like perhaps Johnny, who thinks he's Susie, is actually just doing this for attention. Maybe Johnny's depressed. Maybe Johnny's doing drugs and needs an outlet. Who knows? Whatever it is. If you introduce other variables, other possibilities besides just this is perfectly normal and acceptable, well, then you've blown up the whole house of cards. You've knocked down the left's nonsense about transgender identity, which is that this is perfectly normal and it's just the way you are born. You're just born in the wrong body and blah, 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 blah. Now, what if my kid's just depressed and needs to be dealt with that way? What if my daughter is just doing this for attention? She's not a boy. Or she's just a tomboy. She'll grow out of this. Like a lot of other people, she'll grow out of this. We're going to deal with this as a family. We're going to deal with this as parents. And the left screams, no, you'll beat her up. You'll kill her. She'll kill herself. No, she won't. The evidence does not show those things. What the evidence does show, what the data does show, is that young kids who wind up taking puberty blockers, teenagers who wind up transitioning, so-called transitioning, which is actually just mutilating their bodies, they wind up regretting it and having deep regrets. And the detransitioner movement is something that, again, the corporate media and big tech and the government try to silence because it goes against the narrative that this is perfectly normal and that everybody should be embracing this. Glenn Youngkin rode a wave of saying parents have a right to know what's going on in their kids' education. Parents have a right to know what's going on in their parents, in their children's lives. And this is what he said last night on that stage, cut 16.
Friends, could this election be more simple? It's common sense versus chaos. It's strength versus weakness. Friends, it's not just Republicans who see this. It's Republicans, independents, and lots of Democrats. It's Americans. Under President Trump, America had high growth and low inflation. Under Joe Biden, America has low growth and high inflation. 66% of Americans now live paycheck to paycheck. Moms and dads worrying, can they buy new shoes for their kids going back to school? Can they write the tuition check for college? Will they ever be able to retire? Under President Trump, 2.4 million Americans were lifted out of poverty. Women, Black Americans, Hispanic Americans, Asian Americans all saw record low employment. Under Donald J. Trump, we once again will have that rip-roaring economy that lifts up all Americans. That is our tomorrow.
You know, when you talk to delegates who are here, they're very excited. They really are. They're very excited about the prospect. Like, when I got the opportunity, it was a big honor to address the Pennsylvania delegation yesterday. Fired up. You know, that's how I would describe it. They're fired up. They see victory in the crosshairs, and they want to achieve it. By the way, Joe Biden spoke to Lester Holt, and he's trying to claim like he never really should have said the bullseye comment. These people have been going after Donald Trump with the most vitriol, calling him Hitler over and over again. But possibly now, maybe the one who really takes the cake is this actress from Orange Is the New Black. So this one we had a beep, a lot of beeps here. This TikTok user, Real Leah Daria, she's an actress. She has a million followers on the platform. Now, again, I want to remind you of something. I don't know if the rhetoric led this shooter to shoot. I have no idea. That's why they're doing an investigation, which I hope is not covered up by the FBI. I don't know. Maybe it had nothing to do with it. Maybe this is not some lone nut gunman who was inspired by rhetoric. I don't know. It could be a lot more to the story. There's a lot more coming out about this attempted assassination right now. You know, the shooter carried a 12-foot ladder and an AR-15 and 50 rounds and walked a mile to Trump's rally. How does that happen? How is that possible? How can something like that happen? CNN is reporting he bought 50 rounds of ammo, a 12-foot ladder from Home Depot, and walked a mile to the rally with his father's AR-15, the ammo and the ladder in tow, and nobody noticed or stopped him? I mean, we can't get through this convention with a friggin' backpack. I've had my backpack inspected. How many times did they inspect our backpack, Matt DeSantis? Twice? Here, put your mic down so I can hear you. Are you not? Oh, I see. You got to turn it up.
I muted myself so people didn't have to listen to me breathe.
Well, that's very nice of you. How many times did we have to go through security just to get into this building today? Twice?
Oh, twice, yeah. Actually, two different checkpoints. Almost three, sort of. There was a lesser one. But
there was a lesser, yeah, the lesser one. We could walk through, but they went through the backpacks.
Yeah.
You had the banner, which you can see behind me here if you're watching on YouTube right now. You had the banner with you. Did that, I'm sure as you're carrying this gigantic, long,
yeah,
black
thing. Yeah, I didn't feel
thing.
Comfortable carrying that through Milwaukee yesterday. It was easily the worst part of this entire trip. And,
yeah.
And again, to the security's credit, they thoroughly checked that every single time I got near a building.
Yeah.
And I don't blame them.
Yeah, no, I mean, because it's long and black, and it's a big, long, black case. I mean, it's probably, it's not as long as a rifle, per se, but it is a long, black case. And I was actually worried about that, too. It's why I was hoping you'd carry it, not me.
Because, thanks, I appreciate
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's the least I could do. No, because I looked at it, I said, this is going to be the kind of thing that would flag somebody. So this guy's walking around with a ladder and an AR-15, 50 rounds, walks a mile to the Trump rally, and nobody stops him? How does that happen? All right, we'll get more details on that for you. I have a clip, and it's people, multiple eyewitnesses, said there was another shooter at the Trump rally. Look, I'm sorry, but I have a lot of doubts about this story. I think this stinks to high heaven. I think there's more to the story, so I'm not going to blame rhetoric till I know for sure. because this may not be a guy who's motivated by rhetoric at all. But let's play hypothetical scenario one. Hypothetical scenario one is he thinks he's killing Adolf Hitler. Look, I think there's a big difference between simply having rhetoric that is inflammatory and saying that somebody is Hitler and that you have an opportunity to take him out. You know, Deadpool versus Wolverine is coming out next week, and I'm super excited. I already have my tickets to see that with my buddy, the Scope Brothers. And I'm really excited about that movie. But there's a thing at the end of Deadpool 2 where he goes back to kill baby Hitler. Now, it's cut from the movie because they just couldn't make it work. But if you ever look at the post-edit scenes of Ryan Reynolds, who plays Deadpool, and he's standing above the crib of baby Hitler, it's funny. But it didn't work, and they cut it from the movie. But it's a real question. It's one of those questions that in philosophy class you wrestle with. You know, if you could go back in time and kill baby Hitler, would you do it? And when you're telling people that you've got Adolf Hitler, who is the greatest evil of the 20th century, a man responsible for murdering 6 million Jews and millions of other people, Catholics, gays, all kinds of people, dissidents, people who didn't agree with his for mass murder of the highest order, genocide. And had he not been stopped, had the United States of America not been successful in stopping, the Third Reich had a plan for a 1,000-year reign on this earth and wanted to take over the entire world, the entire planet. To compare Donald Trump to that man is an outrage, because Donald Trump, first of all, did more for Israel than any president has ever done. His daughter is Jewish. She converted when she married Jared. He's got Jewish grandkids. To compare him to Adolf Hitler, to say that he's going to destroy democracy, all these other things. Let's assume hypothetical scenario one. Somebody just doesn't just hear inflammatory rhetoric and decides to pick up a gun and fire. That's nonsense. But what if somebody believes that they have the opportunity to stop Hitler? Like, you're in that moment where you're in Germany in 1933 and you've got an opportunity to take him out and save the world from that. I'm saying that people who are easily impressionable, I've never bought this idea that you have to tone down the political rhetoric because they may then take action. But what if there is somebody who believes they are on the side of right? They're a modern-day Captain America, and they've got the opportunity to stop Hitler. So here's this TikTok whack job, Cut 21, we'll cue this up, this TikTok whack job, comparing that very scenario and urging Joe Biden to take Trump out in the same manner, Cut 21.
I'm done. I'm seriously done. The Supreme Court has pissed me off so much right now. Like, so much. Joe, you're a reasonable man. You don't want to do this, but here's the reality. This is a f-ing war. This is a war now, and we are fighting for our f-ing country. And these are going to take it away. They're going to take it away. You, Clarence Uncle Thomas. You. Joe, you now have the right to take that Trump out. Take him out, Joe. If he was Hitler and this was 1940, you'd take him out. Well, he is Hitler and this is 1940. Take him out.
See what I mean? There's a big difference between political rhetoric, like, we're going to take our country back, and, you know, this person's bad for America, and this person needs to go, and the people need to rise up, and I'm sorry, none of that compares to what that actress said to her million followers on social media, where she said, Trump is Hitler, take him out. You cannot compare that. I'm sorry, but you can't. Now, I don't know if that's what motivated the shooter. I have no idea. I don't know if this guy was an independent contractor for BlackRock. I have no idea because I don't know all the details. And until I know, I'm not going to speculate, but I have a lot of questions. I have a lot of questions. Now, I was with a buddy of mine over when we were on vacation up in Tupper Lake to see my wife's family, and my wife dragged me to a family reunion. I don't mean drag me like in a negative way, but I had to go because it's a family reunion, but it was fun. And I saw my buddy. I have a lot of my wife's family, they listen to the show, and they're awesome people. They're wonderful people, and they're probably listening right now. And I talked to my buddy Bryant, and we were talking about things, and he was going on about BlackRock. This is obviously pre-assassination attempt, and he's going on about BlackRock and how many people they hire who are ex-military, ex-SEALs, ex-Green Berets, ex-Special Forces, and how a lot of corporations hire them to do all their bidding, and how they make people disappear, and all these other things. And I'm listening to this, and I'm saying, okay, like, all right, that's interesting. These are some interesting theories. Then you find out the shooter was in a BlackRock commercial. BlackRock has a lot of military contractors in their portfolio. And obviously those military contractors are making a ton of cash with the war in Ukraine. A ton of cash. Donald Trump wants to stop the war in Ukraine. Look, all I'm saying to you is I don't know what motivated this shooter. I don't know if he was actually a gun for hire. I have no idea. Does anybody know? How could you? Till they do a thorough investigation and tell us whatever they want to tell us about the truth. Sorry, but you can say it's conspiratorial, or you can say that if you do not have that kind of a mindset in the year 2024, you're naive, you don't know history, you don't pay attention to history, and you have not yet learned just to not automatically take the government's word for it on whatever it is, whether it's a pandemic, whether it's a laptop, whatever it is. I'm not saying it's going to be not what the government said. I'm not saying the government narrative is going to be necessarily wrong. It may be right. I don't know. But what I want is I want to have a thorough investigation. I want to ask a lot of questions. I want to be incredibly skeptical about the entire thing. Incredibly skeptical. It's the only way you can be. But what I know, though, is that if another hypothetical scenario is that this shooter believed he was not just motivated by like Biden's dumb comment about putting him in a bullseye or any of the other, but motivated to stop Hitler and thought he was doing something noble and brave to save humanity from the next Adolf Hitler, if that's what it comes out to be, see, that's a very big difference between saying inflammatory political rhetoric led to this and you think you're stopping the Fuhrer, the modern-day Fuhrer. Because, look, let's face it, there's a lot of people out there who think that if they have a time machine and they could go back and they could kill Adolf Hitler, they'd do it in a heartbeat, right? If they could be Valkyrie, only successful, they would do it. And when you have the philosophy class questioning, is it morally acceptable to kill baby Hitler? You write papers about that, and you debate, you question that thing. Because Hitler is so evil. He's pure and utter evil, that's why you're allowed to have that. You compare that to Trump, and you don't know if somebody believes that they're actually doing the right thing in that moment. That's what's so wrong about making that comparison. It is beyond evil to make that comparison about Donald Trump, who's a man who was president for 4 years and did not try to stay in power, did not put anybody in camps, did not try to commit genocide, did none of those things. He only recognized the true capital of Israel as Jerusalem, as what Israel wanted, versus Tel Aviv. He put the American embassy there. He did more for Israel, asked Netanyahu, than any other American president. Yet we're supposed to believe he's the modern incarnation of Hitler. Democracy didn't suffer under Donald Trump. He didn't weaponize the criminal justice system to go after its political enemies. That's happening under this administration. So we'll see what comes up, but I have a lot of questions. Andrew, do you have that clip of those people who were saying they saw another gunman?
Yep, I got it.
All right, excellent. So I'm going to tell you about this clip right here. This was on Twitter. Should I take a quick break, Matt, or should I keep going? What do you want me to do?
It's up to you. You can take a break if you want. You're pretty close to the end now, so you might as well keep going.
All right, I'll keep going.
Yeah.
I'll keep going. Now this is when you're tired? I can feel the fatigue setting in.
No, I'm still good.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, it's going to catch up to me, though. I think I've slept 7 hours since we've been here, and we've been here since Sunday.
DeSantis is a train wreck, by the way. I got to say, honestly, he's a friggin' train wreck. We had dinner last night. I found out he has to run 4 miles a day just to keep himself still.
That's sort of accurate. I'd love to deny it.
He's not on
I'm
camera
unable.
Right now, but look at this. He hasn't shaved in days. You look like an escaped convict. You look like you ran out of the woods.
That's not true.
I'm surprised. Honestly, the Secret Service let you in here. By the way, you got to hide your credential. You can't have it on camera.
Oh, yeah.
Don't forget that. You're getting in trouble.
You're the one who put me on camera.
I didn't realize you were wearing your credentials
me.
Right there.
Exposed me to the world.
So here's what was tweeted out earlier today was a number of other eyewitnesses who said they saw potentially now another gunman on top of the water tower in Butler, PA. Now, this comes as new Secret Service and state police footage show there was a mad scramble after the Trump assassination attempt to get the reactionary squad through a fence to get to the former president. This was a security breakdown of monumental proportions. You know, when you saw on the screen, you saw those guys in military fatigues with big weapons rushing through. And the question that I had was, what took them so long to get there? Where were they? I mean, this is a former president of the United States who's been shot. You could potentially have other assassins on the site. I mean, the idea that it's always a lone gunman, you could have multiple assassins. So they had to, and I'm watching this video right now, they had to ram their car through a fence. And then as they rammed the car through the fence, they still couldn't get the fence open for them to be able to get to the stage to get to the former president. So they had to get out and run on foot, the reactionary team, on foot with their long guns to get to the president. You watch this video, and I'm going to retweet this right now so that you can see it yourself. I just reposted it. It's from DC Drano. But these guys, you see them in a big SUV ramming a fence that was on the perimeter. They could not get to President Trump. After an attempted assassination, the guys who could have potentially now had to put down other assassins. Like, let's assume for a second that this Iranian thing is real, although I think it's a fugazi, I really do. But let's assume it's real. Let's say that the shooter on the roof was the first of what would have been five shooters. And you have the Secret Service agents around the president forming a cocoon around him, even though some of them could not even reach above his chest. And then other assassins start firing. Trump's head is exposed, and you don't have those guys there to be able to shoot back. You had one or two. But the reactionary force, the brute squad, if you will, the guys in the tactical gear, they couldn't get there. They couldn't get to the stage. What is that? Is that deliberate, or is that just an absolute just complete dropping the ball? I don't know. I have a lot of questions. I have more questions now than ever. But I'm not going to just immediately dismiss. I know politically correct, you're supposed to just immediately dismiss the idea of anything beyond just simple human error, because that's what you're told. But I've lived long enough to believe that anything is possible in this day and age, and I just refuse to simply take the party narrative, the conventional wisdom of, well, you just have to believe it was simple human error. Take a listen.
Screamed, "It's the sniper, it's the sniper," and he was firing down toward the water tower.
That's what we're hearing.
And yeah, and then at that same exact moment, there was a spray from the right side of the stage that I thought was some type of gas.
Mm-hmm.
Like, or not gas, but smoke.
To
blind,
sure.
You know, blind up front, but he said it was, he heard it was gunfire, getting all up on the track. So the gunfire was coming toward the stage.
Wow.
And then a few minutes later, there was a couple more shots down the hill, and that's when they started flooding and pushing everything.
Did you think when you first heard those sounds? I thought, what you just said, I thought it was fireworks. 4th of July, it's been pop, pop, pop. That's what it sounded like. The gentleman behind me, I was one seat. He was to the right of me. He could see the sharpshooter behind Trump. He said the sharpshooter shot to the left. He killed the gentleman in the water tower here. Now, when I called my husband at home, who's watching TV, he said, I thought Trump hurt his ear when he went to the ground. But he said, no, on TV they showed before Trump hit the ground, the ear was bleeding. So that sharpshooter went across. Trump turned his head. His ear must have been nipped, and it killed somebody in the stands over to the left. Could you see anyone injured?
Then we couldn't call him. And so we started trying to get after them then when they finally let us up. And they had been right by the fence where the other shooter was. There was one I heard in the water tower. There was one by the fence.
And still, obviously, initial reports. But what we do know...
So there's a lot of questions. Listen, don't count on summer heat to melt away those extra pounds. That doesn't work. But here's something that does work, and that's NJ Diet. For over a decade, NJ Diet has helped thousands of people lose a contractually guaranteed 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days. That's nearly twice as fast as weight loss injections and without any of those nasty side effects. NJ Diet uses your hair, saliva, and blood work along with biometric scans to personalize natural solutions and supplements to get you to shed that fat quickly. Then NJ Diet uses your DNA info to help you keep the weight off. No shots, no prepackaged food, and no surgery. NJ Diet's fully supervised every step of the way, and you even get the doctor's personal phone number and email to make sure you are burning fat and not just losing water weight. Locations close by are available from anywhere with live online video consultations. Call 855-5-NJ-DIET, 855-5-NJ-DIET, or schedule your consult today at njdiet.com. All right, listen, Tulsi Gabbard's up next. Going to take a very, very quick turnaround. We'll come right back. 30 minutes of Nonstop Talk brought to you by the Grand Hotel straight ahead.
Rich Zeoli weekday afternoons 3 to 7 Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and on the free Odyssey app.
From the mind of a 2 foot tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.